Red light. Green light.
It's showtime.
Red light. Green light.
It's time, guys. It
red
is
light.
Show.
Green light.
It's time, guys. Let's get this show on the road. Yay!
Let's go.
This is the Jackie Talks Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome to the Jackie Talks Podcast. I'm your host and my name is Jacqueline. Thank you guys so much for stopping by, tuning in and listening to me. If it's your first time hearing my voice, you are most welcome. If you've heard my voice before and you're here again, y'all are the real MVPs. You are the real MVPs. If you have not checked out the podcast on our social media platforms, I want to urge you guys to do so. Check out the podcast on IG, check out the podcast on Twitter. We are there as Jackie Talks. Yes, you could find us as Jackie Talks. It's that easy. There are no underscores, no other foreign characters, just Jackie Talks. And I would love to talk to you guys on there. Now, without further ado, let's get right into today's topic. Guys, I am bringing all the tea, every single one of it. See this period? I told you guys, I was coming for you guys, and I am here now. No New Friends by LSD, Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo. I think at this point in my life, this is one song that I can personally relate to because I don't think I want any new friends. I think I'm even trying to let go of some people in my life, and I don't know if I have space to accommodate new ones. But then again, you never can tell. Some people can just come into your life and, you know, literally be godsend, and you're cool with it. So yeah. Now guys, for the real tea that you are here for, we are starting a new series. This series is going to be called the Friendship Series, and for the next 7 weeks you're going to be hearing my voice, and I'm going to be talking about one thing: friendships, from several angles. I'm going to be dissecting and analyzing and, you know, sharing experiences and sharing, you know, people's own experiences as regards to friendship. So work with me, guys. Stay with me for the next 7 weeks. Invite people. Tell people about the podcast. Let people in on this juicy, juicy community. This community, we're serving all the tea, all the vibes, all the crews, everything. And you're going to see all of that in this series. Our topic for today's episode is levels in friendships. So on episode one of the Friendship Series, we're going to be talking about levels in friendship. And on today's episode, I have with me a very, very wonderful guest, Gabriel Prosper. Thank you so much, Prosper, for joining me on today's episode.
You're welcome.
So tell us about yourself, Prosper.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Gabriel Prosper Chiemezu. I'm from Abia State, Isialangwa. I'm a writer. I do more of poetry. I like food. Guy, I like food. I like eating food. So let's just pause there for now. Why are you laughing?
Sorry.
I love, see, whenever I'm depressed, whenever I'm down, spaghetti and egg, it does it for me.
Spaghetti? And see how cheap you are. Spaghetti and egg.
Jackie, what does it for you?
So I'll tell you, and then you not tell me I'm cheap too.
But that's it, people. That's me.
Okay, all right. So you mentioned that you're a poet, so what do you write about in your poetry?
Mostly dark things.
What do you mean by dark? Like, where there's off light?
You know, all those write-ups about breakup, death.
Prosper, you have chopped breakfast
plenty times.
Pro- prosper.
They've served me. They reserved me. They served me the first one. I went to return here. They gave me
the extra. So basically, you write about like your dark experiences in life. That's nice. That's what I'm trying to think about.
How is it nice?
The experience itself is not nice, but the fact that you can express...
Nothing is nice about it, Jackie.
No, but the fact that you can express it into like words and stuff, I mean, that's I know a couple of poets and, you know, it's always nice to see people being able to express themselves through poetry. That's I can totally relate to that.
Okay.
So tell me, before we get into talking about, you know, what we have for today, just tell me one thing about yourself that most people don't know about you, but you want to just gossip with us on this podcast.
I'm very shy. And I cook too. Yes. Did I forget? Yes, I cook.
Why are you lying?
I cook. I cook very well. I can prepare amala and iwedu, yeah. I can do eforiro. I can do ewagoyin. Some of all this. Yeah, I can.
Don't worry. At the end of this episode, Prosper is dropping his address and...
Yeah. We're... Come and eat. Eat and be happy. Eat. Come with flagyl.
Come with flagyl. Thank you for the heads up. Thank you for the heads up.
Because that's because some people don't like pepper. It's not like the food is not sweet too. But just come with flagyl.
Just in case. Yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
All right. So, without further ado, let's get into what we have for today, you know. First of all, let me just ask this question. This is what I want to know before we even talk about the levels in friendship. How deep is friendship to you? Like, is this something that you hold in high regard?
Yes. 1001%. Yes.
Okay. So, why is it that way for you?
Because, like I said, they've served me breakfast countlessly. So, as there's no relationship for me, I fall back to friendship.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's dark, sir. Excuse me. That's actually really dark. That's it.
So I hold friendship very dear. Very, very dear.
So like on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you place your friendships?
20.
I said scale of 1 to 10.
I passed the bar.
Sir, you didn't pass the bar. You broke my scale.
Everything joined. 20.
Okay. All right. So... from your own perspective, what would you say you understand as levels in friendship? You know, when people hear this levels in friendship, to you, what does it mean?
Okay. It means how do you take me, firstly, and what is my position in this so-called friendship? Are we just friends? You know, some people can be like, this guy, I'm a tight guy. He's very tight. What this? Meanwhile, to that
person.
It's
just good acquaintances. That's so painful.
Yeah. So that's it.
For me, I feel like levels in friendship is like what you said. Some people hold you and, you know, they think you guys are very tight. And then you are like, no, we just know each other. We're just good acquaintances. And I think the thing there is when you're friends with someone, some people say that, okay, you guys could actually just communicate about the level you want to get to. But I don't think that should happen in relationships. But like in friendship, we should actually just flow with the vibe and we should just, you know, grow into, if today we set out as, you know, just knowing each other and good acquaintances, tomorrow maybe we'll become, you know, better acquaintances. Exactly. Let's just go with the vibe. So I feel like if you're really going with the vibe, at some point, even if maybe I met Mr. A and Mr. B on the same day, the vibe might carry me and Mr. B to like level 100 on my own friendship scale.
Just like me and you.
Stop lying. And then and then Mr. A will still be on like level 10. So I feel like it depends on the vibe of both parties.
Yeah.
Okay, so what levels of friendship would you say that you found yourself in? Like, have they friend zoned you before?
Do we have time?
It's like they friend zone you plenty time.
Oh god, I've been in different levels of friend. I've been in the one that, okay, it's just my coursemate. I've been in the friend zone. I'm still in one right now that is breaking my heart.
Oh child, it's good for you.
But I don't care. Food is my babe. Food is my babe.
Okay,
so I've been in different levels. I'm in one that we are very, very tight. I mean, another that we are just coursemates. I mean, one that we are just
have you been in those
exam
ones,
friendship?
So you're friends with me when?
Yeah, when it's time for exam.
Wow.
I have people like that.
I have people who, when it's time for like me to maybe publicize their business and things like that. They'll come with the whole, we are friends and all of that. And in my mind, I'm like, I feel your head butt you.
I go deck you.
Who is your friend? Please
just tell me you want to do business.
Me. Thank you. Exactly.
Don't friend me. I don't want your friend.
Why you doing that? I'm not even offended, self. Like
exactly. Just tell me I'm here for business.
Tell me that okay, oh, you want me to help you and do referrals, like you need your friends. Who is your friend?
I say my friend, please. You don't want to give me my money.
I think for me, I've been in friendships where I've even seen friendships where like we'd grow into like different levels. Maybe at first we could even start out as frenemies, and this is probably something that I'll talk about like much later, but frenemies is something that I actually don't like. That like, why is it not the first in my life? Big struggle. You're either my friend or you're my enemy. So but then I've been in a position where we didn't like ourselves that much, but we didn't hate ourselves. So we're like neutral. I won't really call it frenemies, but we're like maybe neutral to ourselves, and probably this was because of what we knew
from other
exactly
people.
Or probably what we've seen, and we didn't really get to understand why you did, you know, what you did or why you said what you said. We were just judging from like a very very outside perspective.
And notice and how close you people are now.
Exactly, because we maybe took the time, or maybe something brought us together, and you know, we start vibing, and then we went from neutral friends to like very good very good friends. Exactly.
Very beautiful friendship.
I've been in a lot of friendships in my lifetime, and for me, there's one thing I believe, that friends come and go, but if you're in any friendship with anybody, make sure that you're aware of the level that you're on with
yes,
that person.
To avoid heartbreak
to
in friendship.
Avoid stories that touch the
imagine
heart.
Imagine them giving you breakfast in friendship, not even relationship.
Said in friendship.
Ha.
Imagine them giving you breakfast in friendship.
Nah, wow.
Okay, so now, how has knowing your level, and I want us to really break down this thing when we say level, like let's scenarios and all of that, how has knowing your level in your friendship with others helped you in your adult life? Like when we say this friendship thing, like let's use, you know, me and you for instance now. So let's say I don't want to call you my close friend because you two, they annoy me. I don't want to call you my friend because
you sleep well at night. Your besties.
Okay, so let's say you and me, we're close friends. That's like a known fact. And say for instance there's someone else who I just met. I think also this is something that also has to do with preference too. There's someone else who I just met and who is expecting me to do a certain thing for them, expecting me to be a certain type of person towards them, and I'm doing what I can from where I stand, from the level that I'm on and from the level that I've placed them on. And then the person now goes, oh, but you don't do that for Prosper, or you don't do that to Prosper, or you don't, you know, you can go this extra length for Prosper, and why don't you do the same thing for me? So I've had situations where people act like that around me, and then it now brings us back to the whole, are you on the same level with Prosper?
Exactly.
Like, why would you expect me to do something that I would do for Prosper that I would, you know, probably what I'm even doing for Prosper self is probably little compared to what I'm doing to maybe like someone who is my best friend.
Yeah.
Or, you understand? So how has knowing your own level in your own friendship with other people helped you in your adult life?
A lot. There was once a time when I wasn't aware about this level in friendship stuff. I was having plenty of friends. Then when they go for classes, they won't call me and stuff like that. I'll be like, we are friends now. We are supposed to.
Yeah, be there for
then
each other.
Yeah, then I'll miss attendance, miss tests. You are there, you're writing. I'm not even writing my name. Ah!
And it will really hurt you.
Exactly. But not until I realized that, okay, I and this guy, we are just cosmates. I need to have friends. People that I'm like, these are my friends. So the moment I realized that there are levels to friendship and stuff, I started not expecting
so much
from people
them.
I shouldn't expect anything from.
Okay. So have you had issues with your friends, like current friends, friends in the past, because they didn't like the level that they were on in your life? Like, you put this person on this level. I know, yes, I would not actually tell you to your face that, oh, we're just good acquaintances. I wouldn't tell you, but I know and I believe that it's like this unspoken rule. You should also know, so you don't expect so much from me. So have you had like issues with friends because one party didn't like the level that they were on?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And it's always between the boys and the girls.
Ah.
Okay, I am a ladies person. I like girls very well. So most of my friends are girls. Then I have the guy friends, the ones that we are very, 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 very tight. But there was a particular time in our lives that our tightness became, you know, it was slacking to an extent. Then the ones with the girls were growing very, very tight because I like girls and stuff like that. So I'll be writing attendance for the girls. I won't be writing for the guys. The guys will be like, why are you not doing
this? That's you being partial.
It's not me being partial. Because the vibe ended.
Okay, with the guys?
Yes, with the guys. But with the girls, our vibe kept on from ladder to ladder. Everything was just increasing. But with the guys, the vibe started dropping. So when they realized, okay, it's actually not my fault, but their fault, then everything now started falling back. I'm like, okay, now, are we now friends?
You had to ask?
I had to ask. It was that bad because they were doing their things on their own. They would not be like, okay, in the ways follow woman and all that kind of stuff. But meanwhile, they were just moving away then.
Oh, okay.
Follow you, ho you, like they always say.
Match people's energy.
Exactly, that is the English. Match. Sorry, I'm energy. A worried person. I know Sabi speak English too much. He's always pidgin with me. So yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, on my end, I've had my fair share of disagreements and conflicts with people because they didn't like the level that they were on. And I don't just mean, I'm a girl, so obviously no guy likes to be friend zoned. But I'm not even talking about the friend zoning now. I'm talking about guys who understand that we're friends and that we're going to remain friends. And obviously girls who are my friends too, where probably they expect us to be very close, and I'm not giving that vibe of us being close because maybe I don't want to be close to you and I don't want you to be close to me too. So the same way I'm keeping my distance from you, I expect you to keep your distance from me too. So, and I don't feel offended when I don't hear from you for like a really long time.
Yeah.
And then I've had situations where someone who I haven't spoken to in a really long time, you know, would now come and start to be like, oh, is this how close friends treat each other?
Now,
you don't reach out to me, I don't reach out to you, everybody just be on their own. And I'm like, eh? And I'm almost tempted to ask, are we close friends?
But Jackie, you have bad mouth.
I know, I know, I know. Mm-hmm. And I'm, no, but for real though, like, are we close? Like, why? You want to hear from me, reach out. It's that simple. Like,
Abio, call me.
Like, call me. I will pick your call. If I don't pick your call for whatever reason, I will call you back. Send me a text.
You.
Exactly. So, but then there are people who, or maybe they feel like, oh, Jacqueline gets this for her friends and then Jacqueline doesn't get this for me. Maybe we're just acquaintances. Maybe we're just business partners. Like, maybe this is the level that we're on. So, why are you expecting so much? So, in my own experience in my life, I mean, there was a time when I used to have so many friends, and now my circle is so small,
very, very small,
very tiny. I'm starting to wonder, like, am I sure my life is not becoming boring? I know it's not, though. I'm just saying, I'm just in my feelings, don't mind me. So,
it is, tell yourself the truth, go out there.
No, funnily enough, yeah, with my small circle, like, we actually still do a lot, like, we still do the whole going out, having fun, and like, my small circle is. Very,
because Jackie has mad friends.
Yeah, I do. My friends are amazing. No cap.
We are all mad.
Eh?
We are mad.
I don't have mad friends. Okay, so how would you explain the relationship between expectations and levels in friendship? Like, what would you say is the relationship between them?
Okay. I would like to use vibe for this.
Okay.
Vibe. If our vibe doesn't match, please don't expect anything. No,
Jesus.
Yeah,
you literally just told me that I have bad mouth.
I told you I'm not worried. If our vibe doesn't match, please don't expect much, because expectation causes more heartbreak than the normal heartbreak itself. How do I mean? Okay, for example, now, like I said earlier, I and you are just normal, you know, cosmates and stuff like that. And you'll be like, okay, we are tight and you are expecting me to do more.
Yeah.
I cannot do more because we are just in class, talking only in class. And you already see me as your very tight friend. Meanwhile, I have people that will trek home under the hot sun, will drink garri and groundnut, I will do other things. Now, I and these ones, now we have our own vibe. Then your own vibe matches just in the class for just how far begging me pencil, and you expect me to do more for you. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, ma. Please, oh, don't expect much, and that's it.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You know, even aside from friendship, even a relationship,
yeah,
business interactions, mm-hmm, expectation is the mother of disappointment.
Ah,
expect, like, my mom will always say something to me. She will always tell me that, always know, I think this is actually a popular saying, always know that it's not every friendship that you bring back home. You know, there's this belief that someone who you let come to your house is someone who, you know, to some extent, you guys have this mutual trust between each other. You guys have, like, a good relationship. And there are people who your relationship with them ends in the office, in the class, in the church, just hi, and stay there, and don't follow me home. Don't ask for my address. Let's say I'm inviting people for a party in my house. I'll invite you to come too. It's my house.
Exactly.
You cannot tell me, one, who will come to it, first of all. Secondly, I would bring people who I'm comfortable being in the same place. Like, if our level stops, our friendship stops in class,
don't
in the
come
office,
to my house,
at the bus stop, junction, stay there.
Not when I'm dancing, you'll be looking at me, yeah, so this boy can dance. For what? Come and dance with me. That's the kind of person I'm looking for.
So I think it's really important to know the level that you're at.
Yes.
And, you know, your friendship with someone. I think it's something that, as an adult, at this point in your life now, you should not have anybody around you, friend, romantic partner, business partner, that you don't know the role that person is playing in your life. And when I say role, I mean, even, it's just like in your family now, you expect that your father is the breadwinner and he's the head of the house. You cannot expect your mother to, you know, play your father's role
at all.
You cannot expect, you know, it's just that same structure, basically.
Yeah.
That same structure. You cannot expect someone who is just, that you just met yesterday, to be doing one very huge favor for you, and it seems all normal. Like me, if I meet someone,
it's
like
an American movie, cannot happen.
Even if it is, like,
cannot happen, my dear.
If I meet someone, to be very honest, if I meet someone, maybe I just met you like 2 days ago,
mm-hmm,
and then I'm asking you for a favor, a really huge favor, and you agree. Me, I get scared though. Like, I would get scared.
So you nice, Rich. It's a lie. I want to kidnap me.
I'm like, exactly, like.
Say the truth.
I asked you, want to give me already. What do you want to?
Blackmail.
You want to, it's like you want
blackmail,
something too.
Yes.
So it's all about knowing your level in a person's life, and that way you will be able to set boundaries.
Yeah.
So that even when that person too wants to cross that boundary, you will know that sister.
We've already talked about
brethren.
It
even if we didn't talk there. About it, just stay where you are.
Please pause.
I don't expect this from you.
Exactly.
Don't expect it from me too.
Exactly.
Like, and we're all good and we're happy.
Everybody's smiling.
You are now listening to the Jackie Talks podcast.
So on a final note, Prosper, what would you like to say to the listeners concerning everything we've talked about, levels in friendship, and, you know, basically how to limit your expectations so you're not so disappointed because of the pedestal that you've put this person on in your life and that person doesn't hold you in the same regard?
Okay. Always watch out for the vibe. That's
the
all
vibe,
I can say. Yeah.
Vibe.
Always watch out for the vibe. Can this person do the same thing I'm doing for the person? If not, then that's the vibe. If you're asking what is the vibe is my energy. Is this person matching it?
Definitely.
That
definitely.
Is the vibe. That's my dear.
That's how you know the person is on the same vibration.
Yeah.
You.
Now,
and then you're not doing too much. Red light. Green light.
Ah, you do the vibe. Nice one. Nice one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't say anything. Alright, guys. I really appreciate you guys who have listened up until this point. It means so much to me. I would love to hear your own experiences. I would love to know what
red light. Green light.
What your feedback on today's episode is. Reach out to the podcast. Engage with us on our platforms on social media. We're there as Jackie Talks. Back, I would love to hear all your experiences that you're willing
red
to
light.
Share.
Green lights.
Prosper. Ha. Thank you so much, Prosper, for joining me on
this
today's
episode. This was Jackie's
episode.
Idea, by the way.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode.
You're welcome.
It really
Thank
means a
you
lot
for
to me.
Me.
Aww. I don't like when you do all this mushy stuff. Please go away. Until I come your way again next time, remember to be kind to one another. Stay safe. I love you all.
I love you too.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
This is the Jackie Talks podcast.
friends, real friends, better than your friends. That's how we keep popping out that binge, yeah. No foes, real friends, we ain't even gotta pretend, yeah. Get bands, spinning all on my friends.
Pull me up, pull me up, pull me up. Never let me down. Pull me up, pull me up, pull me up. Never let me drown. Come pull me up, pull me up, pull me up. And never let me drown.
Never let me down.
Come pull me up, pull me up, pull me up. I'll never hit the ground.
Never let me drown. Never let me drown.
My friends, real friends, better than your friends, yeah. That's how we keep popping out that binge, yeah. Both friends, real friends, better than your friends, yeah.